We thank the Lord this afternoon for his goodness.
Yeah, I try.
Great and tender mercy that's bestowed upon us, upon you. I say this a lot, but it's the truth. His mercy is the only one reason we're here.
What a man.
And to show this mercy, we want to be.
It's the truth, man.
Thank God tonight for his word.
Yeah.
What it means in our life.
Right.
If people will only apply this word to their life, and I believe we're trying. We may not be to the place that we need to be as long as we're on that road.
Yeah.
That's what God wants.
Right.
Seek to please the man that sought to please his master,
yeah,
his father.
That's right.
When we do that, we'll be pleasing the Father too.
Yeah, that's right.
Pleased him in everything that he done.
Yeah, man, that's right.
Even the shedding of blood on the cross.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's, I want God in my life greater and greater every day.
Amen.
Yeah.
I want people to see the vision for the Son of God.
Yeah,
that's right.
Thank the Lord, man. If you want to read along with us, why, you got your Bible handy. You know, he sent the Son here for a purpose. You might say to shed his blood, yes. That ain't the only reason he sent him. He sent him here for an example.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Right.
Shedding of blood is to bring us to the place that we can walk in the example.
Yeah.
Cleansing of the sin.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 12. Huh? This is verse 1, 2, maybe 3. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 5 and 6. God's always had a reason.
Yeah.
What he's done.
Right.
I want God, as I said a while ago, I want God in my life more and more.
Yeah, I try, brother.
I'm not satisfied.
No.
I won't be satisfied till awake with his life.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right.
I beseech you therefore, brethren.
I beseech you therefore, brethren.
By the mercies of God, that ye present your...
I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God. Now,
yeah.
What did he want?
That you present your bodies.
That you present your body.
A living sacrifice.
What did he want from us?
Yeah. Living sacrifice.
That you present your body a living sacrifice.
That's right.
Now, what is a living sacrifice?
Holy.
Holy.
Acceptable unto God.
Acceptable unto God. Now, will God be satisfied with anything that's less than that?
No, he won't. That's right.
That you present your body a living sacrifice.
Holy.
Acceptable unto God.
Which is your reasonable service.
Just a reasonable service.
Yeah, it is, buddy.
What did he want from us? To present our body.
Amen. That's right.
A living sacrifice.
Yeah, that's right.
That living sacrifice is holy.
Yeah, that's right.
That living sacrifice is acceptable unto God.
Amen. That's right.
That living sacrifice is a reasonable service.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right?
Sure it is, that's right.
Now, Ephesians chapter 2, 5 and 6. Romans chapter 6, son 1 and 2. All right.
Even when you were dead in sins.
Now, what does he want from us? To present your body a living sacrifice.
Yeah, that's right, buddy.
Well, it's not living if it's dead, is it?
No, that's right, buddy.
Read again.
Even when we were dead in sins.
Even when we were dead in sins.
That's right, brother. That's what we call it.
hath quickened us together.
Hath quickened us together.
With Christ.
With Christ.
Yeah. By grace you're
by
saved.
By grace you are yeah, saved
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's right.
And hath raised us
raised
up together.
Raised us up together.
And hath made and made us sit
and made
together,
us set together
in heavenly places in Christ
in Christ
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. Now, right. When we were dead in sins, God made us alive.
Yeah, that's
didn't
right.
He?
That's right, buddy.
And Paul said that you present your body a living sacrifice.
Yeah,
so
right.
If it's in sin, it's not living.
No, that's right. Brother.
If the sin about us, it's not acceptable to God.
That's right.
What is sin? Something we know that we have knowledge on.
That's right.
God expects it from us, don't he?
Yeah.
That we present our body a living sacrifice.
Right. Amen.
Well, when we were dead in sin. Well, if we're dead in sin, then we're not living, are we?
That's right.
God wants a living sacrifice that we present our body.
Yeah.
A living sacrifice.
Amen.
What is that living sacrifice? It's holy.
Right.
It's acceptable to God,
amen.
Which is just a reasonable service, ain't it so?
Amen.
Now, what did he want from us? That we present our body a living sacrifice.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Well, when we're in sins and we're dead in sins, ain't we?
Right.
What does he want from us? He wants us to get alive. He wants us to be free from sin.
Amen.
Is that right? That's why he sent his son here.
Yeah,
that's why that son shed his blood on the cross.
Right.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
The grace of God that brings salvation.
Yeah, right.
Who hath appeared unto all men,
amen.
Teaching us that the dead and godliness and worldly lust to live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Even when we were dead in sins.
Yeah.
Now what does God want from us? That we'd present our body.
That's right.
Ourselves. A living sacrifice.
That's right.
Well, that's free from sin then, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's right.
It's a body that God accepts as free from sin.
That's right, brother.
Is that right? Because when we were dead, we were dead in sin.
That's right.
But he wants us to present our body the same thing that was dead.
That's
he
right.
wants us to present it to himself alive.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
You hath he quickened, made alive, who were, past tense, dead in sin.
That's right, brother.
Right.
Is that right?
Amen, right. That's right.
Read that Ephesians 2. 5 again.
Even when we were dead in sins.
Even when we were dead in sins. Now what does God want from us?
Yeah.
He wants us to present ourselves, our body, a living sacrifice.
That's right.
When we were dead in sins.
Yeah.
Hath quickened us
together.
Made us
alive.
Yeah,
amen.
That's right, brother.
That's what he wants.
Yeah. Right, brother.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He wants a living sacrifice.
Yeah, that's right,
he wants that living sacrifice holy, acceptable unto God, which is just a reasonable service.
Yeah,
is that right?
Right.
All right, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2.
What shall we say then?
What? Read that again.
What shall we say then?
What shall we say then?
Shall we continue in sin?
Shall we continue in sin?
That grace may abound.
That grace may abound?
God forbid.
That sin that was in us calling us to be dead to God, didn't it? When we get rid of that sin, lay out the body of sin.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Spirit of God, the Word of God, quickens us.
That's right.
It makes us alive.
Yeah.
Then we're free from sin.
Yeah.
As long as we don't live in sin.
Yeah, amen. Right. That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
All right, read this again.
What shall we say then?
What shall we say then?
Shall we continue in sin?
Shall we continue in sin?
That grace may abound.
That grace may abound. Now what does the word of God say?
God forbid.
God forbids that, don't he?
Amen, that's right.
What does he forbid? Us to live in sin.
Amen.
That we continue in sin. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid.
Amen. Read. How shall we that are dead to
how
sin,
shall we that are dead to sin
live any longer therein?
Dead in sins.
No.
Because when we're dead in sins, we're not alive to God,
amen,
are we?
Right. That's right, brother.
But when we're dead to sin,
right, that's it,
then we're alive to God.
Yeah, that's right.
Read that again, son.
God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Live any longer therein. Amen. If you're dead to something, you can't be a living any, can you?
Right.
Is that right? What does God want from us? He wants us to be dead indeed to sin,
right,
but alive unto God.
Amen.
Read the 11th verse. Woo, thank God tonight. Woo.
Amen.
Glory
likewise,
to his name. Read, son.
Likewise reckon ye also yourself. To be dead indeed unto sin.
To be dead indeed unto sin.
But alive unto God.
When are you alive to God?
You're dead.
When you're dead to sin, shall we continue in sin?
Yeah.
That grace may abound, God forbid.
Amen.
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Yeah,
likewise reckon ye also yourself
to be
dead indeed unto sin,
but alive unto God.
How?
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Ooh.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yeah,
all right, read. How you dead to sin?
Let not sin therefore reign.
Let not sin therefore reign. Rule.
That's right. In your mortal body.
What does God want from us? That you present your body
that's
a living sacrifice.
Right, brother.
Holy, acceptable unto God.
That's it.
Read that again.
Let not sin therefore reign. In your mortal bodies. That's right.
How do you know it's raining?
How do you know it's not raining? That you should obey it.
If you're obeying it, then it's raining in your mortal body.
That's right.
That's what God don't want.
That's right.
He don't want sin to rule and reign over us.
That's right.
He wants his word to rule and to reign over us. And his soul.
Amen.
Glory to his name. Read some.
Thank the Lord. That ye should obey it in the
that
lust
thereof. That you should obey it in the lust thereof. That's what God sent his son here to give us the power to overcome this world.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
All right. Read that 11th and 12th verse again.
Likewise reckon ye also yourself. Be dead indeed unto sin. But alive unto God.
When you're alive to God,
through
you're
Jesus.
Dead to sin.
That's right, buddy.
How?
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
No man cometh to the Father but by me. God knows his son.
That's right, brother.
He only knows us if we get in him.
That's right.
And if we get in him, we're free from sin, ain't we?
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Is that right?
That's right.
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body.
Amen.
That you should obey it in the lust thereof.
That's right, amen.
Is that what it says?
That's right, brother.
Get that Romans 12 again. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body.
That's right, brother.
Now,
I beseech you therefore, brethren. By the mercies of God. That you present your bodies.
A
living sacrifice.
Holy. You hath he quickened.
That's right.
What quickens?
The word.
St. John 6 and 63, son. Acts chapter 2, starting verse 36, reading down. What does God want? A living sacrifice.
That's right.
What is a living sacrifice? It's a holy sacrifice.
That's right, buddy.
That living sacrifice, this holy sacrifice, is acceptable unto God.
Amen.
And that's just a reasonable servant.
There's
nothing unreasonable about God wanting. Why would he want it? That's the reason he had to send his son here.
That's right,
because sin was reigning.
Yeah,
right. Woo! cross is sounding right in our heart. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Don't let sin reign. Let the Son of God reign. Yeah. Woo! Let Him rule in your heart.
Glory to God.
Thank God tonight.
Yeah. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Woo! Glory to God.
Right.
Yes. Amen. Yeah,
that's right.
All right.
It is the Spirit that quickeneth.
All right, now that quickens.
Right.
And to be made alive.
Right.
What does He want from us? He wants a living sacrifice.
That's right.
You hath He quickened. Who were dead in trespasses and sin, what does He quicken us by?
It is the Spirit that quickeneth.
It is the Spirit that quickeneth.
The flesh profiteth nothing.
That's what God said.
That's right.
That's what I believe.
Amen.
The flesh profiteth nothing.
That's right. The words that I speak
the
unto
you. The words that I speak unto
they
you.
They are Spirit.
They are Spirit.
And they are life.
And they are life.
Amen. That's
you
right.
Get life through the Word, don't you?
Yeah,
how do you get it through the Word? Acts chapter 2, verse 36, read down.
Therefore let all the house of Israel.
Therefore let all the house of Israel.
Know assuredly.
Know assuredly.
That God hath made that same
God
Jesus.
God hath made that same Jesus.
Whom you have crucified.
Whom you have crucified.
Both Lord and Christ.
Both Lord and Christ.
Now when they heard this.
When they heard this.
They were pricked in their heart.
Something took place in their heart, didn't it?
Amen.
Read.
And said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles.
They wanted to know, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles.
Men and brethren.
Men and brethren.
What shall we do?
What shall we do?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know what to do.
That's right, bud.
They know it's. They know you've got to sin a little more or less every day. No. That's something you have to lay off.
Right. That's right.
Lay off the sin of the flesh.
Amen.
Is that right? All right, read it.
Then Peter said unto them.
Then Peter said unto them.
Repent.
Repent.
And be baptized.
And be baptized.
Every one of you.
Every one of you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus for what?
For the remission of sin.
Yeah.
For the remission. Something that's in remission.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not living anymore, is it?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remissions. Yeah. Of sin.
Amen. And ye shall receive the gift.
Oh, when those sins have been remitted.
Yeah, that's right.
You're promised the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
That Spirit that I feel tonight.
That's right.
Lord of God, I have been there.
Yeah.
Thank God through some man of God's preaching.
Yeah.
Brought me to the place I wanted to repent of my sins.
Yeah.
Woo! I wanted baptism.
Yeah,
I wanted to wash away my sins.
Yeah,
well, thank God.
Amen.
I read, son. Read.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
All right. Now, how does this come? This hearing it?
No.
No. You first got to hear, but you got to do.
That's right.
All right, read.
For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off,
all right,
even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify.
Many other words did he testify and exhort, saying,
Save yourselves.
Save yourselves.
From this untoward generation.
From this untoward generation. How do we save ourselves?
Then they that gladly received his
word. Obedience now.
Amen. Right.
Read.
They that gladly received his word. We're baptized.
We're baptized.
Amen.
Ooh, thank God. What did they do when they was baptized?
And the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
Oh, there's something added.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
What did Paul say? 12th chapter of Romans.
Yeah.
That you present your body a living sacrifice.
That's right.
Holy. Free from sin.
That's right.
Acceptable unto God. Which is your reasonable service.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Now I get, I believe it's Acts chapter 22 in the sun. Maybe 23. Man and I come down to him.
22.
22 and 13.
16. Why
tarest thou? Yeah, I read the verse or two above it. Start about the 14th verse. 22nd chapter back. Now! What did Peter say there to them people? Repent and be baptized.
Yeah.
Every one of you for the remission of sin.
Amen, that's right.
What is the remission of sin? I'll show you here. And we know it's in remission. But there's something happens to it.
Yeah, read, brother. That's right. He said the God of our fathers had chosen thee.
God of our fathers had chosen thee. Ananias talking, wasn't it?
That's right.
All right.
But thou shouldest know his will.
That thou shouldest know his will.
And see that just one.
See that just one.
Yeah, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth.
Yeah. Should hear the voice of my mouth. Yeah. Read.
And for thou shalt be his witness.
All right, read.
Unto me, all men of what thou hast seen and heard.
All going to be a witness,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I try.
What you've seen and heard, but there's something had to take place, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, read.
And now why tarriest thou?
Now why tarriest here?
Arise.
Arise.
And be baptized.
What do you have to rise for? Yeah. Be baptized. Why?
And wash away thy sins.
Wash away thy sins.
Calling on the name of the Lord.
Calling on the name of the Lord. Right. That you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God,
that's right,
which is your reasonable service.
Right.
Have you seen the washing?
Yeah, that's right.
Be baptized. Yeah. That's God's commandment, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Right.
What was he baptized for? Wash away thy sin, calling on the name of the Lord.
Yeah, right.
Think about it. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25.
Yeah.
Maybe 26 too. All right, what is that? What he wanted to be baptized for?
Wash away.
For the remission of sin.
That's right.
What did he remit?
That's
what,
right,
did he get clean from?
From sin.
From sin.
That's right.
Wash away thy sin.
Yeah, that's right.
Calling on the name of the Lord.
That's right.
Is that what he said? Yeah. Arise, be baptized. Wash away thy sin.
Yeah, right.
Calling on the name of the Lord. Woo!
Right.
Thank God tonight.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
Yes, glory to his name. All right, read.
Husbands. Love your wives.
Love your wives.
Even as Christ also loved the church.
Even as Christ also loved the church.
And gave himself
and
for
gave
it.
And gave himself for it.
That he might sanctify and
that
cleanse
he might
it.
Sanctify. And cleanse it.
With the washing of water.
With the washing of water. Baptism.
Yeah.
By the word.
By the word. Obedience to the truth.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Arise, brother Saul.
Yeah.
Be baptized. Wash away thy sin.
Yeah.
Cleanse it.
Amen.
Calling on the name of the Lord. While that wash away your sin. Do. That you present your body a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your readable service. 10th chapter of Hebrews, son. I think it's about the 19th verse. Leading down. Yeah, I thank God for his spirit.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
I thank God for his great word.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, brother and sister, to the best of my knowledge. I'm a living this.
Yeah.
Knowledge of God, I'm a living, brother. All right.
Having
brother Saul, why tarries? Arise, be baptized, wash away thy sin.
Yeah, right.
Calling on the name of the Lord.
Right,
can you see?
Yeah.
How you present your body a living sacrifice?
Yeah, that's right.
What is it? Holy, when we're dead in sin. He quickened us.
Yeah.
He made us alive. What did he do? He sent men of God to preach to them the word of God.
Right.
When they heard the word of God and were obedient to it, they were baptized.
Yeah.
They washed away their sin.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah, that's that living sacrifice God wants.
That's right.
That sacrifice has been freed from sin.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right? Holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service.
Amen.
All right.
That's right. Having therefore, brethren, boldness.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness.
To enter into the holiest.
To enter into the holiest.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus. Let's see what he's talking about.
By a new and living way.
By a new and a living way.
That's right.
That is how we get in the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's right, brother.
Get in that. Get in the blood. You get in the new and living way.
That's right.
All right. Which is consecrated for us.
Through the veil.
Through the veil.
That is to say his flesh.
That is to say his flesh.
Amen. Having a high priest over the house of God.
Having a high priest over the house of God.
Let us draw near.
Let us draw brought in.
With a true heart.
With a true heart.
In full assurance of faith.
In full assurance of faith. Yeah. Listen to it.
Having our heart sprinkled.
Having our heart sprinkled from an evil conscience.
And our bodies washed.
And our bodies washed.
With pure water.
With pure water. Yeah. Arise, be baptized. Yeah. Wash away thy sin. Woo! Calling on the name of the Lord. That water that you've been baptized in may be as far as the eyes concerned filthy water.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it for God's sake, for Christ's sake, what is it? It's pure water.
Amen.
Why you're obedient to His truth.
Yeah.
Amen. So read that again.
Let us draw near. With a true heart.
Yeah. How do you go draw near? With a true heart.
Right.
How does God know you've got a true heart?
In full assurance of faith.
In full assurance of faith.
Having our hearts sprinkled.
Having our hearts sprinkled.
From an evil conscience.
From an evil. That's how God knows.
Yeah,
having our conscience sprinkled from an evil conscience.
Our bodies
and our
washed.
Bodies washed. With pure water.
Yeah.
Thank God. Arise, Brother Paul.
Yeah.
Be baptized.
Yeah.
Calling on the name of the Lord.
Yeah. Thank the Lord.
Wash away thy sin.
That's it, brother.
Amen.
Be baptized, wash away thy sin,
amen.
Calling on the name of the Lord.
Yes,
right.
Did he say that?
Right.
Can you see how you get to be what God wants you to be? That's all in obedience, ain't it?
Amen.
Is that right?
Right.
That you present your body a living sacrifice. What is a living sacrifice? Holy.
Yeah, that's right.
Acceptable unto God.
Right.
It's got to be in righteousness,
amen.
Then, don't you?
Right.
All right. What does God want? First Corinthians 6 and 19, son. Maybe the 20th verse, too. I'm not sure. And 13 and 16 of 1 Corinthians. Now, did he say, present your body a living sacrifice? Well, I showed you how you get to be a living sacrifice.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And they that were glad to receive his words were baptized.
Amen.
Brother Saul, why tarriest thou? Arise, be baptized. Wash away thy sin.
Yeah.
Calling on the name of the Lord. That's when you're really calling on the name of the Lord.
That's right.
When you're obedient to him. Is that right?
Amen. That's right, buddy.
Why? What do you say that for, preacher? Jesus said, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?
Amen.
So it's not altogether the utterance from the mouth. It may be that, but God wants to come from the heart.
Sure,
what
does,
you do, right. It comes from the heart. You obey.
That's right.
You
amen.
Get that sixth chapter, Saints, of Romans, and verse 17, before you read that, honey. All right. It comes from the heart, don't it?
That's right.
Right.
10th chapter of Romans, verse 8. You've obeyed from the heart. Obeyed from the heart.
Right.
Oh, that's the 17th. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.
That's right.
All right, read this 17th verse now, 6th chapter.
But God be thanked.
God be thanked.
That you were the servant.
Listen
of
to
sin.
This. That you were, past tense, the servants of sin.
But you have obeyed.
Woo! You've obeyed.
From the heart.
From the heart.
That form of doctrine.
That form of doctrine.
Which was delivered.
Which was delivered you, Brother Saul.
Yeah.
Why
right.
tarriest thou?
Amen. That's right.
Arise. Be baptized.
Yeah.
Calling on the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
You've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Now, what did it do, son?
Being then.
When you obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then.
Made free from
made
sin.
Made free from sin.
Became the servants of righteousness.
Come the servants of righteousness.
Amen. That's right.
Read. You have your fruit unto holiness?
That's on down.
All right, Richard. I want the rest of that, though.
I speak after the manner of men because the infirmity of flesh.
All right.
For as ye have yielded your members service to uncleanness, to iniquity unto iniquity.
All right.
Even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness.
Now.
For when you were servants of sin.
You were the servants of sin.
You were free from righteousness.
You didn't have righteousness.
No, that's right.
I didn't either.
No, sir.
I had sin.
That's right.
When I was in sin, I was free from righteousness.
That's right.
For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness.
What fruit had you then in those times?
What fruit had you then, time past?
That's right.
In those things whereof you are now ashamed.
For the end of those things.
For the end of those things.
Is death.
Is death.
But now being made free from sin.
Present tense.
Yeah.
But now being made free from sin.
Become the servants of God.
You become the servants of God.
You have your fruit.
You have your fruit unto holiness.
The end everlasting life.
At the end everlasting life. You get away from death, don't you?
That's right. Amen.
You get in the path of righteousness. You get in the path of eternal life.
That's right. Amen.
Is that right? All right.
That's right.
1 Corinthians.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 3. I believe it's 16th verse. Now, know ye not. All right, just read it. You got? Did you read the 6th chapter?
Not yet.
Verse? Huh?
Not yet.
Well, read it first, and then you get the 3rd chapter. 19th verse of the 6th chapter, 1 Corinthians.
What?
What?
Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
What is your body?
Temple of the Holy Ghost.
That you present your body a living sacrifice.
That's right.
Holy, acceptable unto God.
Yeah. Which is in you.
Know ye not that your body is the temple of what?
The Holy Ghost.
Which is in you.
Which you have of
God. And which you have of God.
And ye are not your own.
Oh, you. There's something got you. There's something bought you.
That's right.
You belong to somebody else. When you get right with God, you don't belong to yourself no more.
Oh, that's right, brother.
For you're not your own.
For you are bought with a price.
You are bought with a price.
Therefore glorify God.
Therefore glorify God.
In your body.
In your body.
In your spirit.
And in your spirit.
Which are God.
Ah, yes, live for Him.
Yeah.
Make a living sacrifice.
Amen.
With that body and the soul.
That's right.
Amen. When you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness.
Right.
What fruit had you then in those things whereof you now are ashamed?
Amen.
For the end of those things is death.
Right, brother.
Now.
Know ye not?
Know ye not?
That ye are the temple of God.
Yeah.
That ye are the temple of God.
Right.
And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
Your body, you are. Your body, you are the temple of God. And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now listen.
If any man defile the temple of God.
If any man defile the temple of God.
Him shall God destroy.
Him shall God destroy.
For the temple of God is holy.
That you present your body a living sacrifice holy. For the temple of God is holy.
Which temple ye are.
Which temple you are. Did he say that?
Amen.
We want God. We want God's Spirit to dwell in us, don't we? We need to present our body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is just a reasonable service.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Notice all who I tarriest now. Arise, be baptized, wash away thy sin, calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now thank God. Washing of water. By the word. How does the word wash you? Obedience to it. Did it say the washing of water?
Yeah.
That's obedient to water baptism.
That's right.
And they that heard his word were baptized. They received that word. They done exactly what Peter told them.
Yeah, that's
right. They were baptized.
Amen.
The same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
That's right.
They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Breaking of bread and in prayer. Is that what that word of God
says?
Yeah, let me know more about you, Lord. Now, get the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians 15 through 17. That you present your body a living sacrifice. Holy. Acceptable unto God. Which is just a reasonable sign.
Yeah.
Did you get the rest of that?
Yes, sir. That was all that.
Is that all of it?
Yes, sir.
3 and 16?
Yes, sir.
Read it again.
Know ye not that ye are the temple of God.
But ye are the temple of God.
And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
The Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
If any man defile the
if
temple.
If any man defiles the temple of God, what is it that defiles the temple? It's sin, ain't it?
Amen.
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body.
Amen.
That you should obey it in the lust of it. All right, read.
Him shall God destroy.
Him shall God destroy.
For the temple of God is holy. The
temple of God is holy.
Which temple ye are.
How do we make it holy? Presenting our body a living sacrifice, free from sin. The temple of God, God's temple, we are his temple. But when we are his temple? When we're free from sin.
That's right. That's right.
Then we become his temple. Then that's when he accepts us. And if that, brother, is just a reasonable service. It's not unreasonable. That's why his son came here, to do away with sin, because sin was here. How did he do it? How did he do away with sin? Get 1 John chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. All right.
Little children.
Little children.
Let no man deceive
you. Let no man deceive
you. He that doeth righteousness.
Now we know who that is, don't we?
That's right.
He that doeth righteousness. Now that's us. We can do this because he done it first.
That's right.
He that doeth righteousness.
Is righteous.
Is righteous.
Even as he is
even
righteous.
Even as he, Jesus right. Christ, is righteous.
That's
man.
Right. He that committeth sin.
He that committeth, continuation in sin, man.
Is of the devil.
He didn't say he that commits sin.
No.
But he that committeth. A continuation.
That's right.
Of sinning.
It is of the devil.
He that committeth sin
is of the devil.
Is of the devil.
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
The devil sinneth continuation from the beginning. Now listen to this real close.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest.
The Son of God was manifest. Why was he manifest?
That he might destroy.
That he might destroy
the works of the devil.
He took it upon himself to destroy sin, didn't he?
Amen.
How did he do it? In his own body on the cross.
Yeah, right.
He left us an example that we should follow his steps.
Yeah.
God wants us to present ourselves a living sacrifice,
amen,
holy, acceptable unto God,
amen,
which is just a reasonable service. Yeah. All right.
2 Corinthians 6.
6, 15 to 17.
And what concord hath Christ with Belial?
That's not what. Maybe it's 6th chapter.
15
to 17. What's 15 verse?
It goes on down and said, you are the temple of God. Why, agree, man, temple of God, thy wherefore come out from among them?
Come on. Come on. Maybe the 3rd chapter,
2
Corinthians. Mark that out if you got 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 15 to 17. All right, now, you say, why does God want us to be clean? How could we get in something clean? Now, you remember, God sent his son. His son was the Lamb of God.
That's right.
His son was without blemish. His son was holy. We're members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. I read this, son. Know ye not that your bodies
are the members of Christ?
That body that's the temple of the Holy Ghost, that's the temple of God, is also a member of the body of Christ. That's why it's the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's why it's the temple of God. It's in Christ. What made it the temple of God? Getting in Christ. What did Christ do for you? Cleanse you.
That's right.
Is that right? That you bring your, individually, that you present your body.
That's right.
A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is just a reasonable service.
Yeah.
Now, what did it say here now? Know ye not that your body
are the members of Christ.
Are the members of Christ.
Shall I then take the members of Christ?
Now, did it say the body is the member of Christ?
Yeah.
Shall I then take the member of Christ and make it the member of the harlot?
God forbid.
God forbid. Now.
What know ye not that he which...
What know ye not?
He which is joined to an harlot is one body.
All right.
For two saith he shall be one flesh.
Now listen, what you become when your body becomes Christ.
But he that is joined unto the Lord...
Know ye not that your body belongs to Christ, don't it?
Sure it does.
Well, when you belong to Christ, you get free. That's this word of God dwells in you.
Yeah, that's right.
That same word of God that quickens you becomes in you.
Yeah.
It gives you life.
Yeah, it does.
Makes you what?
He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Is one spirit.
Amen.
What made him that one spirit?
That's right.
This word of God is in every one of them. Caused us to come to God.
Yeah, that's right.
My friends, tonight, when he called you to come to God, you come repenting.
That's right.
You come doing.
Yeah, that's
right. Buddy. Is that right? He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
That's right.
Didn't say that.
Right.
Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's start at verse 8, son.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair.
Perplexed, but not in despair.
Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed.
Now, what do we do?
Always bearing about in the body.
Did you know your body is to be a living sacrifice?
Yeah, that's right. Body, that's right.
What? Let's see what it takes. What does it take now?
Always bearing about.
Always bearing about in the body.
The dying of the Lord Jesus.
His death.
That's right.
In our body.
That's right.
That death in our body produces the life of Christ.
That's right.
Body.
That's right.
Read it.
That the life also of Jesus.
The death of Christ is there to make you alive in Christ.
Amen. That's right, buddy.
Read that again.
Always bearing about in the body.
What?
The dying of the Lord Jesus.
Why?
That the life.
You bear about in your body.
That's right.
The dying of the Lord, that the life also of Jesus
might be made manifest.
Might be made manifest
in our body.
In our body, that you present your body a living sacrifice.
Can
you see where that living sacrifice come from?
That's right.
Bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord.
That's right.
That his life would be made manifest in our body. Now read.
For we which live,
we're alive in Christ, ain't we?
That's right. Are always delivered unto death.
Are always delivered unto death.
For Jesus.
For Jesus' sake. Why?
That the life.
Also of Jesus.
Might be made manifest,
brought to life.
In our mortal flesh.
Flesh.
That's right.
Did he leave us an example?
Yeah, that's
First
right.
Peter 2. 1 and 1. Get that Romans 12, 1 and 2 again. Maybe the third chapter, third verse 2, I'm not sure. All right, read.
For even hereunto.
What do you got?
I've got for even hereunto, where you call?
First Peter 2.
Yeah, that's what I want. For even hereunto, where you call?
Because Christ also suffered for us.
Also suffered for us. Now hold it right there. Did Christ also suffer for us?
Yes, he did.
What did he do that for?
Leaving us an example.
That's why.
Right.
Now, 1 Peter, you write that in 4th chapter in the first verse.
Yeah.
Leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Now.
For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us.
For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh.
Arm yourselves likewise.
Arm yourself likewise.
With the same mind.
Now listen to it.
For he that hath suffered in the flesh.
He that has suffered in the flesh.
Have ceased from sin.
Stop.
Amen.
Has ceased from sin.
Right.
Amen.
Now read that. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his step.
Amen.
That's what I was talking about a while ago. It wasn't just the shedding of blood. That was one thing God sent him for, but he sent him to be an example for us to follow.
That's right.
Or even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps now.
Who did no sin.
Neither was guile found. There wasn't no deceit in his mouth.
Right. No.
Is that right?
That's right.
Neither was guile found in his mouth.
Yeah.
All right, read this.
I beseech you therefore, brethren.
First place they had read. 12th chapter of Romans, verse 1 and 2, maybe 3, I'm not sure. All right.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Can you see it?
That's right. Holy.
God will not accept a dead sacrifice.
No, he won't.
It has to be a living sacrifice. It's dead in sins till it becomes alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Then it becomes a living sacrifice.
Amen. That's right.
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is just a reasonable service. Read the rest of that.
Be not conformed to this world.
Be not conformed to this world.
Be ye transformed.
Be ye transformed. That's a change.
That's right.
Now, how do you do that?
By the renewing of your mind.
1 Peter chapter 4. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind.
That's it.
For he that has suffered in the flesh is safe from sin.
But be ye transformed.
Be ye transformed.
By the renewing of your mind.
By the renewing of your mind. Now listen to it.
That ye may prove.
Now we can prove.
Yeah. That's right.
That you can be free from sin.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
How do we prove it? Live in the life of the Son
that's
of God.
Right, brother. Right. Amen.
That ye may prove.
What is that good?
What is that good?
And acceptable.
And acceptable.
And perfect.
And perfect.
Will of God.
Will of God.
Amen. That's right.
God bless you tonight. Yeah. Love every one of you. And I desire your prayers.
Yes, sir.
God help me to be a more of a man that you're pleased with.
That's right.
Yeah. I want to please myself.
That's right.
If I please him, Brother Clint, I'll please God.
That's right. Yeah.
God bless you. Remember me. I need your prayer. I hope that I've said something that's been an enlightenment to you, that's been a blessing to your heart. That's what I want. God bless everyone.